Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otu. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And I'm still sharing concerning the prayers of a priest. The prayers of a priest. Some of the things you have to pray about as a priest. You know. And I've been talking about praying for kings, for all that are in authority, for the city and the country where you function or where you dwell. So important. If you read in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 29, the Bible says that the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea. They have oppressed a stranger wrongfully. And these are things that we see in most of the cities in which we dwell around the world. You see, the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor. They have vexed the poor and the needy. Yea, they have oppressed a stranger wrongfully. Then it goes on to say, this is God talking. He says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. You see, there's a hedge around every city, and that hedge must be made. He says, I sought for a man. God was looking for a man among the people that would make up the hedge, that would put the hedge in place. The devil brings these things, you know, to destroy things. Sometimes you have someone gets into someone's house, you know, and then he takes what he wants to take and then ends up shooting somebody and killing the person, you see. Wrongfully, I mean. The person is not destined to die, but the devil creates that environment for that person to be taken away. You see, it's so terrible. But if we pray, the more we pray, you'll be surprised. You see that things are happening. Things are happening. The police force will just become active. Some things will happen. They will get the incentives that they require. Because most police forces in many countries don't have the incentives they need to do the policing that they are supposed to do. You see, but our prayer can do something about. You have to believe in your prayer. The prayer can do something about what is going on in the country. He says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Is it that God wants to destroy the cities or the country? No, not at all. It's the devil who wants to destroy it. And because the hedge is broken, God can't do anything to help. You see, in the Old Testament, they used to use this particular statement a lot, this particular way of talking a lot. But in the New Testament, we know better. We know that the thief that comes to kill and to destroy is the devil. And God has come to give life. So God does not take, God does not kill. The devil who is responsible for this is called the God of this world. He's the one who is interested. The devil does not like anybody. He doesn't like children of God. He doesn't like his own people. He doesn't like those who are not born again. He hates man and would want to destroy him. The wish and the desire of the devil is that all of the cities of the world will be in flames. He will be very excited if he could have that. Because people will be put into hell very quickly. You see, that's what happens when these such things are happening. He says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, says the Lord God. So someone goes to steal in the office, you know, he's living dishonestly, he steals in the office, brings the money home, the Namraba comes to and kill him for the money. He says he has recompensed upon their heads their own way. Hallelujah. That's what happens, you see. So we have to pray. We have to pray so that the hedge will be kept. Because if you don't pray, you never know who to affect. It may affect you. It may affect your brother. It may affect somebody else. You see, there's always a ripple effect, a cause and an action. You see, you have to pray. We have to pray. We have to pray for the country. We have to pray for the city where you are. It's so important. So that we will live a quiet and a peaceable life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12, after Solomon had built the temple of God and had prayed, the Bible says, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. It says, I will heal their land. You see, we must pray for our land to be healed. Before you realize that there's no rain for so long, you know, and you don't understand what is going on, it's because of the iniquities of the people. There are so many terrible people in the countries where we are. So many terrible people in the cities where we are. We must pray for them to be born again. We must pray that the hedge will not be broken so that we can be kept safe. Sodom and Gomorrah came to its end because their cup was full. There's a cup for every city, for every country. If it's full, if the sins in the country is too much, it's more than the righteousness in the country. God has no option. He can't do anything about it because the devil has to destroy it. Things have to happen. The destroyer will come in. Even though he's prevented the destroyer from coming in, he can't do anything about it because men have not prayed. the country where you live is in your hand, my brothers and my sisters. Kneel down and pray. Supplicate, intercede for the country. Pray until you have the note of victory in your heart, in your spirit, so that things will change. Because not even Christians will escape. Yeah, not even Christians will escape if something terrible should happen in the country. When Liberia was found in war, what happened? Christians died. A lot of Christians died, you see, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. It's so important. We must pray. You have to pray. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, get down on your knees and pray for your country. God bless you. Bye-bye.